Runners from all over the world are gearing up to run in this year's Boston Marathon, April 17th. Our calendars are marked. But there's a man from Michigan who's running a different kind of marathon. Rick Brewer of member station WCMU has this profile of Sandy Holm, who started running 50 years ago, running at least a mile a day, every day, and he's never stopped.
Sandy Holm typically runs alone, but on the day I met him, he was planning to run with a lot more people.
Oh my gosh, I think that's like the whole cross-country team or something.
I'll have more on that later. I assume the streak started on a whim, but that couldn't be further from the truth.
I very intentionally said I am never going to miss another day from now on. And so that is when it began, and I was 11 years old in the sixth grade.
The disciplined sixth grader went on to be an All-American runner at St. Lawrence University in upstate New York. He aspired to qualify for the Olympic Games in the marathon.
Unfortunately, my genes just didn't take me there, so that didn't quite happen, but I've been a lifelong runner ever since.
For one five-year stretch, Holm was running 120 miles a week. He was also part of a 12-person relay team that ran across the United States. He's also competed in several marathons, including the Boston Marathon.
Running literally just became something that was integrated to every part of my life. It's just part of my normal routine, and I literally couldn't imagine a day without running.
He says he's never missed a day. So that's 50 years worth of blizzards, holidays, his children being born, traveling, injuries, and any number of things that can happen. Holm and his family and the many people I talk to stand by his self-reported record. Aside from keeping a running diary, Holm has some compelling stories about when the streak was almost broken, like right after 9/11.
I was stopped by a security person in the Zurich airport, and they had an Uzi submachine gun, and I was running a little too fast for them, and so they asked me what I was doing, and I very calmly stopped running and talked to them, and then very quietly kept running and finished my run.
But submachine guns aside, Holm says the greatest threat to the streak was right after a hernia surgery.
I got up off the couch and tried to walk around my living room every couple of hours to try to get to the point where I actually could move. And then finally at 10:30 at night, my wife walked with me out to the street and went right next to me as I managed to somehow run, and it took 28 minutes and 31 seconds.
When Holm isn't running around the small town of Alma, he can be found teaching political science at Alma College. Recently, the college put on a special event to give people a chance to run a mile with Holm in celebration of his 50-year milestone.
All right, for runners, Sandy, what are the instructions? We're going 1 mile.
We're just going.
All right, you're measuring.
Let's go.
Hold on, let's get the sign. Here we go, everybody. Let's go, runners. Start your watch.
Let's do it.
I always think about being a marathon runner is being such incredibly good preparation for life, where you understand that you put one foot in front of the other and eventually you cross that finish line. And I consider going out and doing my run every day as part and parcel of that kind of approach to living.
Holm says he's holding off on submitting his streak to the U.S. Running Streak Association. That's a real thing. He's a little bit away from a Utah runner at the top of the leaderboard, who has nearly 54 years worth of consecutive days running. But Holm doesn't think about this record much. He just wants to keep going.
Thank you, everybody.
Awesome.
It was very nice of you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
For Here and Now, I'm Rick Brewer in Central Michigan.